Yodia Livne Adam Gvuroisov Uchvoid Adam Malchusoi. This is the second Pasuk of Malchus and Ashrei. Like we said, the Pesukim of Malchus are the three center Pesukim. And it's an interesting thing, the Alshach already points this out and others, that it's similar to the previous pasuk, but the order is the other way around. The previous pasuk said, "Kvoid malchus chayomeru." It describes the kvoid of Hashem's malchus, and then afterwards it says, "Gvuros chayudaberu." They will speak your gvuros, your supernatural, awe-inspiring actions. That's the previous pasuk. Now it says, "Loidia livnei adam gvuro yisov." It starts off to notify mankind of his gvuros. So this pasuk starts with gvuros, l'chvoid hadar malchusoi. And then afterwards it mentions the kovod of the malchus of Hashem. So it seems to be came out the same pasuk in a opposite order. So I'm going al derech al shechvoros yoyseh. And he says like this, that people, this Kvod Malchus and then there's a Gvuris. The Kvod Malchus is what we see in the world that we live in, how Kodesh Bohu runs the world, but in a natural fashion, the day-to-day things. The Gvuris are things that are out of the ordinary, the Nisim Gluyim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Dor HaMidbar, and also other actions of clear hashgacha throughout history. Klal Yisrael went through various situations of gvuros. We went through different types of tzaros, and we survived them throughout history. Different natural calamities that are also unusual events. So, the first pasuk is talking about the way people generally relate to things. The way people generally relate to things is they pay attention to the day-to-day things. And if they pay attention deep enough, or if they don't pay attention enough, but when something comes up of gvuros, then they talk about that. The gvuros is not the starting point. Beloidia livnei adam gvurosov is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzmo, he went out of his way to reveal to us his gvuros so that we have a clear recognition that Hashem is the one who's running the world. And this is the famous, most important Yisoid, the Ramban says it many times, by the fact that we're constantly mentioning Yisiyetz Yisrayim throughout the day. In Pesuk de Zimri, we end up with Yisiyetz Mitzrayim, and right before Shemoneh Esrei, we say Yisiyetz Mitzrayim, and once again, we go back to it and admire the same thing again, because Yisiyetz Mitzrayim was the one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the entire world clarity. That he is the one who's running the world. It does not go on laws of nature. He changes the laws of nature. He makes Esa Makas. He makes Kriyas Yamsuf. Through that, we come to a recognition and a clarity that Hashem is the one who's controlling around the world. And in Mela, that gives us a clarity that in the day-to-day things, we're also Nisim Nistorim, also Ashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the basis of our belief. That the thing that makes me successful is not that I'm a good businessman. It's also something, but it's very little. It's my Yirush Shamayim, it's my honesty, it's my Midas Toivis, it's my Tfilois. Those are the things that really make things move. So that's what this pasuk is saying. Loidia livnei adam gvurosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalata us, his gvurois, and through this, we see that he runs the world and will come to reveal the hadar malchusoi, the beauty of his malchus, and every little thing that happens every day of our lives. So this is something to think about when we sing this pasuk, the central pasuk of the Ashrei, which is describing our recognition of the entire Hanog of Hashem, and reminding ourselves of the fact that Hashem made these gvuros, these supernatural events, so that we should wake up and realize that there's a beauty of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvoid Hadar Malchusoi, in every event that happens in the course of our lives.